Dennis just woke up from a nap. Let me tell y'all something. The way my ass has been napping, like, I'm listening to my circadian rhythm, and around 7 p.m., something happens to me.
Yeah.
I just get so tired. And I think it's because it's winter, and maybe it feels later or something. I don't know. But, like, in the summertime, I don't get tired around 7. Like, I get different times where I get tired throughout the day, like a mid-afternoon, whatever. But, yeah.
It's so weird, because, like, 7 o'clock is also too late to fall asleep for too long. Otherwise, if you fall asleep for too long, then you're screwed. So I took, like, a quick little power 10-15 minute nap, and I woke up, and I was like, fuck, it's too soon.
I know. That's the thing I hate about those naps. I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to do in 15 minutes?
So I'm super excited to talk about today's episode.
Wait, I didn't ask you how you were. You're just skipping ahead of shit.
No, I'm just saying how excited I am. Fuck me, then. Fuck. No, ask me.
I just did, ho! How are... Sorry. Me saying how proud I am that we're recording all these episodes back to back. We hate each other by the end of it.
I just asked you, ho!
I'm sorry. That was a lot. I'm sorry.
No, I kind of like this cadence because, like, I feel like there are oftentimes,
I have a huge bruise on my neck. Oh! Sorry. You talk. Oh my god. Do you see that? All this? Shadow?
Oh, yeah. What is that? It's like a little blotchy.
I think it's a bruise.
Damn.
Ow. What? Sorry. Oh my god.
No, you're fine.
I'm assuming it's from pole anyway.
Pole? Oh.
Oh. Sorry, I didn't realize that y'all also use anyway.
Anyway.
I forgot that.
Jail to us all.
I forgot it was a euphemism. Talking about pole dancing.
How am I doing? I am doing fine. How was my day at work? I had a day at work. It was all right. I feel like I'm noticing the days getting longer and longer, and that is something that I am so grateful for. Yesterday, I was out driving with Gabby, and Gabby noticed how it was, like, past 5 o'clock, and it was still a little bright, and we were both really happy about it. Oh, the day... I am so excited for the day that the sun sets at 9 o'clock, because my ass is going to be out until 9.
I mean, yeah, I do love a summertime. I lie. I don't love summer because of how hot it gets, but I like summer nighttime. Summer nighttime is good.
Yeah, yeah, summer nighttime is real good. And oh my god, can I tell you a story? Oh my god.
Bitch, go.
So I thought about this earlier today, and I realized that I didn't tell you about it, but Christmas season just passed, like, the holiday season just passed, and with holiday season, I work at a shop, okay, and with holiday season, the closer we get to holiday season, it's like, okay, so women start shopping in, like, November, okay?
Yeah, you notice it.
Women start shopping in November. They're like, okay, I have XYZ. This is who I have to shop for. This is what I'm looking for. Can you help me? Yes, so easy. The exchange is always great. So painless. When I tell you the 23rd, 22, 23, 24th shoppers, 90% of them were men. 90% of them were men. This isn't even the story. This isn't even the like most important part of the story. But
wow,
if you work retail, you know what I'm talking about. It's all of these men who, like, don't know what the fuck they're doing, or the same men that come into these shops with their daughter being like, "Okay, pick something out for your mom." Huh?
Yeah, that's kind of wild.
That is wild.
And I hate gift giving. I don't really care. I don't hate it, but I just don't really care about it. But
yeah,
if you're partnered with someone and you can't even, you don't know what you could get them as a gift, that's kind of wild.
That's
kind of wild. So you're married and have kids.
Literally, this also goes further. So I was helping this guy out for, he was like mid-40s. I was helping this guy out for maybe a little less than an hour, maybe like an hour or so. And I work at a really small shop, like a really small specialty women's fashion boutique. And I found myself like trying on earrings for this man. He was like, "Can you try these earrings on for me? Just because I need to see them on the ear." And I was like, "Okay, sure." So I like put them on me and I'm like, "Ooh, I feel pretty." And then I was helping this guy, like I said, for about an hour. And I was really trying to ask him questions about his partner, being like, "Oh, like, tell me about her. What do you like about her? What does she do? What's her lifestyle? What's her style in general? Show me her Instagram. I need to get, like, an idea of who she is before."
Not you doing all this extra work for somebody that...
Literally.
You know what? Never mind.
Also, it's
your job. It's your job.
So, the guy was, like, pretty flippant about his answers and, like, almost very, like... stoic. Like, when someone talks about what they had for breakfast, like, there was no, like, there was nothing there. And then, all of a sudden, after a long pause, like, a long silence, he goes, "You know what? I'm actually realizing that I don't really know my partner." Oh my god.
No.
Oh my god. How long were they dating for? They were dating for a year.
No.
Are
you... Hold on, I'm switching cameras!
Are you serious? Oh my god. The immediate... My body felt so uncomfortable. Wait, can I talk? It was so.
I'm here. Right. I'm still listening. Because that's wild. I'm sorry. That's wild. I'm sorry. That's wild. Like, if you... Okay.
No.
It's my nightmare is also what it is. Is, like, of being with somebody that, like... I don't know. This is something that I noticed when I worked in restaurants. Because on Valentine's Day, the week of... The amount of phone calls we'd get from dudes trying to get a reservation. And I remember I was like, "Fuck off, man. Do you really think a restaurant like this is going to have a reservation available the week of Valentine's Day, sir?"
And it's like,
not to say that only men should be planning Valentine's Day, but I think it's interesting that if it was either way the reverse, you'd probably have more women planning it in January than the dudes. Oh, no.
Literally.
One of my exes for the holiday season, this is like one of the first times I ever had like a partner around Christmas.
Yeah.
He got me presents that I needed that were actually practical. So like now I would have appreciated them more back then. I was like, "No, he should guess me, me." Anyway, he got me stuff that was pretty practical, pretty cute, whatever. He didn't even wrap it though.
Oh.
He just like handed it to me.
Oh no.
I was like, "Wow, damn."
Oh my god, I would be mortified. I'd be like,
I was like, "What was the point of this?
Are you giving this to me to wrap and then I'll unwrap it? Like, what?"
Like, no. I was just like, what? It was very strange. But anyway,
absolutely not.
That that's what comes out into my mind is like the least amount of effort possible. Because that same partner on Valentine's Day, like I took a singing gig and they made it a huge deal. Like, this is in December. They found out that I took this singing gig in February and they were like, "Well, it's Valentine's Day, like, blah, blah." I was like, "Well, no, we can still hang out." Valentine's Day comes up. What do? I sing one of this person's favorite songs. And while I'm singing it, I have one of my friends give them a dozen roses. And his cute little box I made of stuff. You know what this Negro did? They were not a Negro at the time. But anyway, you know what this person did?
At the time? Are they one now?
No, sorry.
Oh. I was like, all right. kind of giving Rachel Dolezal, but okay.
It was the first time I had dated, not just outside of my race, but outside of, like, my ethnicity. Like, I had never dated someone that wasn't Gambian before then.
Yeah.
So it was also, like, cultural. Anyway. But, Lord have mercy. What I tell you, they planned nothing for actual Valentine's Day. And then, like, last minute planned some dinner theater thing that was so strange. And I was just like, you made all this fuss about me taking a gig.
For nothing. Literally for nothing.
Literally for nothing. You planned nothing. I was out here thinking that you had this whole thing. You were preparing for 2 months, allegedly, the way you were acting. Damn. Yeah, I don't know. I've had a realization that, and I'm not going to never say never, but I just don't think I can date anyone that is straight or cis.
Mm.
And by cis, I don't mean like, I know that I present like femininely. I know people see my body. They're like, yeah, that's a woman.
That's a woman, Maury.
That's a woman, Maury. I know. I don't have any illusions about that, but I was talking with a friend about this. It's like, unless someone has had a real reckoning with gender and gender identity and really sat and, like, digested what it means to them.
Yeah.
Because for me, some people like folks that lean more towards, quote-unquote, masculinity or femininity.
Yeah.
I like a nice mixed bag. And anyone that I date needs to be able to play around in either of those things.
Yeah.
Personality-wise and how they present, because I just think that's what I'm attracted to. So, yeah, it's been very freeing because I'm like, wow, I do not have to date cis straight men.
No, you can literally choose. Because I don't want to. Exactly. And I think
gave them a chance this year. I gave them a chance this year.
We all did at one point, honestly.
I bet 2022 was my year of heterosexuality.
All right.
A year of rest and relaxation. It was a year of heterosexuality and stress.
And ashiness. Heterosexual ashiness.
Heterosexual ashiness.
So this actually ties in beautifully with what I'm going to be talking about today. And it is a little three-letter word. The ick.
You were checking to make sure I was three, like, letters, weren't you?
That in itself was an ick.
By the way. Me and you. I did it too. I was like, wait.
I-C-K. So we'll get into, like, the origins of the word ick. I'm going to list, not some, I'm going to list a lot. I got a lot.
Damn.
I've also gone through countless comment sections about the ick, and, like, I've collected some of the funniest ones that I have ever seen.
I'm so excited.
I have ever seen. These are so funny. Okay.
I'm excited. Okay.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take a little break.
Y'all know how this works. We're going to take a break.
We'll be right back. And when we come back, we'll discuss what an ick is. We'll discuss some icks that I've experienced personally. And some icks that I found on the internet that were so fucking funny. Like, I was sweating. Anyway, we'll be right back. And when we come back, we'll discuss more. Bye. Hey, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Hi.
We are so excited to be talking about this topic, mainly because of the research that went into it and how funny some of these videos were. I also went through so many Reddit comments. Oh my god.
Of course.
Random people on the internet are truly the funniest people.
So funny.
Believe it or not, the ick originated in the late 90s from a show that I believe you've watched, Ally McBeal.
Oh, I thought it was a British thing. I didn't know it was an Ally McBeal thing. Okay.
Yeah, so it originated in 1999 on an episode of Ally McBeal, where she talks about the ick, and it's kind of like the first time that it was really, like, used in popular culture, like pop culture.
Okay.
Yeah. So let me... Yeah, so it says here, in the 15th episode of the show's first season, the protagonist uses the ick to describe the moment she lost interest in a date. Even though it sounds negative, she admitted McBeal said it really meant it's just not meant to be. So another way to say, to like round up what an ick means is basically just like irrational turnoffs. So can you think of any off the top of your head?
Someone that chews with their mouth open, an irrational turn off, it'll give you the ick. Don't do it.
All right.
Sorry, go ahead. Sorry.
Do you have any more? Like,
well, no, I think sometimes, like, when people, like, and it, because I, okay, y'all, for those of you that know, I love the show Made in Chelsea. It is a British reality show. It's basically The Hills, but in England, and it's been around since, like, 2010, 2011. Still going strong. They just finished Made in Chelsea Bali. A lot of random couples actually, like, for real. I know reality TV, meh, but a lot of couples actually, like, meet on the show. And there's drama around it, but then they actually are together, or some are married now, have kids. Like, it's wild. So, it's a fun show to watch. But it is a show that, that was the first time, like, as a young person, because I wouldn't have seen Ally McBeal, but that was the first time that I had ever seen, someone say, like, I think I've got the ick. And so it just always, like, or they'll be like, have you got the ick? Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so I've always associated with dating. But I always just thought it was a pet peeve, which I think also relates to an irrational thing that just makes you unattracted to someone.
Yeah.
Or uninterested.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the chewing with your mouth open was the first one that I thought of.
Yeah. So I went through all of my previous partners, I had a flashback, and I've come up with some.
Okay. Maybe yours will help me find some. Cause I'm having a hard time thinking of them. I know I have them.
And these are like so irrational.
Okay.
So my first one... Yeah,
because actually chewing with your mouth open isn't irrational. Because if you can't stand that, you can't stand that.
You can't stand that. So
I'm trying to convince myself. <you're>
like, my first one is holding cutlery with a balled up fist. You're telling me...
It's so true. Oh my God.
At your grown-ass age, you're holding...
You uncultured swine!
You're eating your cereal like this? With a balled up fist? No. That is not okay. So that's one.
Yeah, I like things around the way someone eats. Yes, if you chew with your mouth open, it's going to be a problem. Yeah. I like this dude. And I remember we met. It was super cool. And we went out this time. He was super sweet. Like, the wind was blowing all aggressive. And I thought my wig was going to blow off. And he was all like, I got you. I was like, hey. It was a really romantic thing. And then we get to a restaurant. I heard him eat. And I was like, oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, so no. In that same vein, I'm just thinking of something now that isn't on my list. But I also went on a date with some guy. And the first sip of water he took,
I do that sometimes too, but I try to do it when I'm alone.
It was like this, okay. Oh! No, immediate jail. No, absolutely. That's like that episode of
Black Mirror when they have to date people, hang the DJ. They date people for certain periods of time to find their perfect match.
Oh, yeah.
And she dates that dude that always goes.
No. No. Absolutely.
I do that, but I try to do it in private.
If you're at home, you know, fucking do it at home. Do it at home, but not around me. Fuck. Another one is. Where's my hug?
Okay, yes, I'm not gonna lie. When random dudes I don't know, like, not even random dudes I don't know, random dude, anyone that starts to feel a little too entitled to my body, I'm like, where's your hug?
Yeah.
In the trash, where you belong. Walk away from me.
or like, you're telling them that you just stepped out of the shower, and they're just like, without me? Huh?
Without me?
It's always the crusty ass without me, but men, I can't. Here's another one. Also has to do with eating. If he can't use chopsticks.
Okay, you know what? I use chopsticks weirdly, but it doesn't look crazy. It's only when I say it to people that they're like, oh, wait, you don't use chopsticks normal. I'm like, I know.
But there was one date that I went on, and this guy insisted on eating sushi with a fork. I was like, immediately no.
I've forgiven people for that, but it definitely has been a mental note in my mind, because I have dated people that have done that, and I'm like, you can't even like make it up like I did. Like, I didn't grow up learning how to use chopsticks. I just kind of made shit up.
You're like, I'm freestyling.
I have never met anyone that holds chopsticks the way I do and can actually eat food. And meanwhile, I'm slurping back ramen like it's nothing.
There you go.
I know how to.
When there's weird. A will, there's a way.
That's what I'm saying. Somebody, you gotta have a will.
My next one is when he's too scared to make appointments. I dated someone who was too afraid to make an appointment.
What does that mean? Like, at the nail salon?
No, like, calling the doctor and asking for an appointment.
Qua?
Yeah, it was weird. It was so weird. I'm not going to speak more on that. I said what I said.
My ick is when somebody... Oh, this is because somebody that I dated did this, and I had to be like...
Yeah.
When somebody comes into your space and makes themselves at home in it.
Ooh,
like,
no.
Especially, like, there's something. I remember I had to tell a dude, I was like, you take up a lot of space. He was like, what? I was like, I just had to say it. I was like, you know, this is my space, and I appreciate you, but when you come in, it's like, it's...
This is my space.
Doesn't belong to me anymore, and you don't really share it with me, and I don't really understand what's going on here.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, I really don't like when people stroll up or they like start changing, turn on your TV, walk into your house, open your fridge. I'm like, who invited you in here? It's weird.
Yeah, there's also something about like, there's something, I don't know if it's an ick per se, but there's something to be said about having a certain level of situational awareness or spatial awareness.
Yes.
Oh my god.
It is attractive to me when somebody like comes into my space and they're like, oh cool, whatever. They sit down, but then like I can tell that they're trying not to take up too much space. I'm like,
they're like,
oh, you care. I know, they're like crunching themselves up into a ball. I'm like, you get me.
Yeah.
Now you can take up space because because I see that you respect it.
Yeah, yeah. Another ick that I have from a past relationship, is an electric scooter. Now, I don't mean the ones that people need to use.
Yeah, y'all, come on.
Let's be clear.
If y'all think that Denny is, come on, y'all.
I'm just saying, if a man...
You're too grown for an electric scooter.
Yeah. You mean we're going to go, like, vroom, vroom? No. I'm going to hold on to your waist? No, absolutely not. That is not what's going to happen here. It's the holding on to someone's waist. Like,
I'm just picturing you trying to do it, and your face being like, what the fuck?
Literally,
this? This
why
so
am I here?
This looks so
I could walk faster. Like,
so funny.
And then another one that I have is a long pinky nail.
That's just petty. You are
just
so
the
petty.
Singular.
Actually, no, you know what? Yeah, the singular pinky nail.
The
also,
singular pinky nail.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna say it. If your nails are dirty, I'm looking at you sideways.
Oh, I thought you were saying. You were looking at me. I was like, damn.
No. It gives me the immediate ick. Like, I never realized how attractive it was to see when somebody, like, takes care of their nails.
Yeah.
But when they do... And didn't Tiffany have... I don't know. Remember when Tiffany Haddish said that she used to take Polaroids of men's fingers?
Dang, I did not know. I did not
know
that.
Or, like, on a disposable camera? Because she was like, yeah, nasty fingernails, nasty dick. I was like, damn.
Okay, no, you're right, honestly. I love my hands. So that just like rounded up a few of the icks that I had. That I had personally, that I could think of personally. And then I went on a rabbit hole. I went into a rabbit hole of other people's icks, and they
I feel like
are...
we should still talk about ours first, because I'm so really enjoying this.
So with another ick that I have, I actually can't think of any right now. Do you have any? What's another?
Okay, I guess I have to go through. I realize also we can cut out like silences.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we're gonna cut out like the backtracking and stuff. Oh my god, I have one. Okay, so when he asks a retail worker or a waitress for help and they don't hear him.
What's wrong with you?
That is so funny.
Some people are mild-mannered.
I know, but it's just so funny. That's another one that I have.
My ick immediately is if I have to have a discussion with a person about what's an appropriate tip.
Oh.
Or, like, anyone that doesn't tip, anytime I notice someone being slightly douchey to anyone in the service industry, I'm like, all right, settle down. Yeah. What's going on here? Are you really that much better than any...
Yeah.
I just realized this. If somebody tells me they don't read, I've realized it gives me the ick.
Mm.
In terms of dating, like, I know reading is not something that everybody is going to be into, but for me, I really need to be able to have stimulating intellectual conversations with you, and I need to be able to give you books and you give me books and we read and argue about them or whatever. And somebody just says they don't read as well, I'm just like, so what do you do? What?
Yeah.
If somebody tells me they like Mr. Beast videos,
like, are you 12? Like, what is that about?
If somebody says that to me, I'm like, all right,
He said that they said that they really like Mr. Beast's videos.
No. This was. I've never been on a date with someone that said that, but interrupted a date where the guy was talking about that, and I was like,
I have one. When the barber has to pump his seat up,
you're rude. Oh my god, that's rude. And I'm saying this as somebody who used to say I would never date anyone shorter than me. You're so disrespectful.
Funny. It's so funny. So fucking funny. I have another one. When men wear no-show socks. And then, let's take it a step further, when they have to take their shoes off and they're like walking around in like ballet flat looking socks.
I hate when anyone wears no show socks. That gives me the ick immediately. Do my not wear God. No show. I'm sorry. No show socks give me the ick. I'm like, what? Just don't wear socks, girl. I know you don't want your feet to smell, but like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. Another one that I just thought about is when they go for a drink that has a straw and they miss the straw.
Does that really give you the ick? Dennis, you are very hard to please. Wow. And you are very hard to please. What? That is wild.
I just remember seeing someone do it and I was like, ew. Listen.
I've realized. Okay, this doesn't. Oh no! Okay, wait. Oh no!
No, say it.
Oh. It doesn't give me the ick necessarily, depending on how much I like the person. Like, because this is one thing that I could go either way. But if I just like you enough and I can see that you can't dance, I'm like, all right.
Oh, yeah, that's a. No, I...
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's just so... Like, yeah.
I was gonna the slight cringe. You were like, what's another one? Oh my god. So another one that I had was, I thought about this because I was like going through the Rolodex of dates that I've been on, and this one kind of popped up to me, and this one's like, I don't know, it's kind of petty, but anyway, all of mine are so fucking petty. So the one that I have is, we were just listening to music on Spotify, and an ad came on. And I was like, he was like, oh yeah, I don't have Spotify Premium.
You're so fucking bougie. Okay, this is poor shaming now. Now you're shaming poor people. I'm not doing this with you. This has been the leftover millennials, everyone.
This is what I'm saying. They're literally the pettiest turnoffs, like irrational turnoffs.
You know what I was actually gonna, I thought you were gonna say, because what? This one actually is a turnoff to me when somebody sings to me. That gives me the biggest ick. Oh my god, do not sing to me. Don't look me in the eyes and sing to me. I will run. Oh my fucking god. I was watching Too Hot to Handle season 4, and every time Nick was singing to Jawa, I was like, shut him up. Please, stop this. I know it's sincere, I know it's earnest, I know it's cute, but I had 2 different dates where these people were like singing songs that they wrote for me, and I was like, ah, or not, no, no. One was somebody singing that, and my friend was there, and she would not stop making fun of it ever since.
Your friend was there? I would be mortified.
My friend was like, she'd bring it up. So funny. But the other time, this, and like both times they were good musicians. This is what I'm telling you. They were good musicians. They had good voices. The other time it was just some random like Zoom date or something. And I was just like, they like sang 2 whole songs. And I was like, I don't know about this. It immediately gave me the ick. I was like, I don't think I'm going to be able to hang out with this person again.
So do you like,
I've had dates where people will sing. Yeah. But it's, I don't know how to explain it. It's not like a, or like show me their music a bit. Sure. But it's not them trying to show me. I don't know how to explain it. It just really, maybe because I'm a singer too, I don't know. It just, oh god.
I would hate that. Honestly, I would hate that. I don't even really like people singing happy birthday to me.
Didn't know that. Sorry.
No, I like, if it's like a couple people, it's fine. But if it's like a restaurant and then the fucking waiters have to do it, no. Absolutely not.
I mean, I would do that to annoy you.
Yeah. I respect it.
Another... I'm like, now the French version! I'm just cheersing with a glass of Prosecco, like...
what's another one? Oh! When someone pushes a pull door.
No, I don't believe that. You're rude, and I don't believe that's a real ick. I'm not doing that with you. Nope. No. My actual ick, me just blocking you, I just said I wasn't going to accept it.
You're like, I'm going to take over this episode.
I'm like, I'm not accepting that ick, and I'm not accepting that one. I'm kidding.
You can say whatever. That's so funny.
I was going to say, when people, when I'm, oh my god, two. Oh my god. Okay. One, do not stand next to me on an escalator. Are you kidding me? Do you not know that this is... Yeah. If you're going to stand, then stand behind me or stand in front of me. But do not stand next to me on a motherfucking escalator.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't
do it. I will immediately be... Especially if I have to pull you to the side because you just lack the awareness to look... It comes down to awareness. I really don't like when people don't have awareness. But also, if we are at a restaurant and you sit next to me...
Ah! No, I will fight you. I hate that.
Unless we are sitting and there are 2 other people with us, or somebody else is with us, or we are conducting a job interview, there is no reason for you to be sitting beside me.
That's when it's just so the 2 weird. Of us.
What?
Someone That's did that so
I
weird.
I literally had to tell him to sit across from me. I was like, I'm sorry, this is weird for me. Can you sit across? It was our first date too. I was like, what are you doing here?
Yeah. No, that is kind of weird. Damn, all of mine are really irrational.
I mean, isn't that the point, though?
Another one that I have is when he's breathing through his nose and it makes the whistle sound. Like it goes...
You? No, I know the sound you're talking about. Okay, this is going to be a weird ick.
Yeah.
If they tell me they watch Rick and Morty, I'm like...
Oh, because that is like a thing that men love to disclose.
And here's the thing. I love Dan Harmon. I think he is very funny. I am aware of the troubling past. I'm aware of how honest he was about the shit that he did. You know, all of that.
Yeah.
But... And I'm a big philosophy fan, but a lot of times, yeah, it's like the same types of dudes that would say they're a big fan of Rick and Morty are the same types of ones that maybe that don't actually read. And I'm like, so...
Yeah.
I don't know.
What is Rick and Morty? Like, what is that?
I couldn't really tell you. I know there's a lot of, like, philosophy in it, and it's a maybe it's a nihilistic show because one of them is really pessimistic and thinks the world is... blah. I don't fucking know. I haven't watched it, and I'll watch it. Well, actually, I don't really watch cartoons, so I'm not, probably not going to.
Yeah.
But even if they're adult cartoons, I just...
Any person that I've met who is, like, very into Rick and Morty...
Without the awareness of being like, yes, I know. Like...
Yeah.
There are people that like it, and they're like, listen, I get
exactly,
it.
Exactly, ah. Exactly, exactly. That's like me and Azalea Banks. Anyway.
Is it? Is it the same? I don't think that's...
Wait a sec. Let's revisit that one. No, probably not. There's another one. I'm just going off this list here. Can you think of any more? You got any more?
When somebody says they don't watch TV or film, I'm like, then what do you do?
Like, yeah.
I know you don't.
I watch why film. You up like- I don't watch TV. I can I say, whoa, sidebar. Have you watched Glass Onion?
Yes, Dennis. I loved it. And I saw it in theaters.
So
and then I saw
good.
It when I was at home.
It was so good. Janelle Monáe.
I love her.
Was great. I did not see any of those twists and turns. Anyway,
did you see the? You saw Knives Out, right?
Yeah.
That's why. Like that's. Yeah, I don't know. I just love what's his name.
Daniel Craig.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was so cute.
Yeah, he was really good.
Little gay detective.
Yeah. I love his little ascots.
I know! His outfits were so cute!
What's another ick that I can think of? I don't know if this is an ick per se, but I guess this has to do with, like, work stuff, like working in a store. When a girl is shopping with her partner, who just so happens to be a guy, and, like, he doesn't really care about his appearance, like, you couldn't tell, and she asks him for his opinion.
That's just a general a view of a relationship ick. Like, why would you...
The fuck?
Your face. Girl, what does he know? I'm kidding.
Literally! Sit him down on the boyfriend sofa. That's why I put it in the store.
Like, the boyfriend God. Sofa.
The boyfriend sofa is also, like, such a thing. You know, people who, like, design stores, like Aritzia?
Oh, no, I was literally about to say Aritzia, because there are so many boyfriend sofas, couches.
Yeah. And they're all on their phone. Anyway.
My other one is anyone that... Okay, I'm just going to say it. If you're one of those, I'm a hustler. I hustle, and you talk a lot about how much you hustle, and, like, you're always networking. That gives me the biggest ick in the world. I'm like, get away from me, please. Like,
Shut up.
I went on a date with someone, and I remember they were like, it almost felt like they were, like, interrogating me about, like, what my goals were. Because at one point, they were like, asking me, like, okay, if you had to pick between this and this, blah, blah, blah. I was like, I don't know. He's like, okay, gun to your head, blah, blah. I was like, whoa!
Why are you putting gun to your head? It's the first date.
It was so strange. They were just very aggressive, but, like, not, like... It just seems like they were driven everywhere without intention. I don't know. It was very strange. I don't
like that.
Any of those people that, if you have in your bio, hustle all day, every day, getting money, blah, blah, blah. Oh, God. Even if I liked you, if I see that, I'm like,
Yeah, hard no.
I maybe had misjudged this person for me. Because this is not the kind of person I clearly want to date.
Yeah. Another one that I have, and this is, like, strictly aesthetic. You know those really skinny jeans that men wear? With, like, the...
Forget them.
See? Those. I hate those. Like, with the motorcycle detail, like, on the knee, where it's, like, a little ribbed. Ugh. I hate that.
I'm like thinking, what other icks are out there? Wow.
Should we? I'll pull up some.
Oh, yes. Let's see what the girlies online are saying.
So there's one. Oh my God. These women are literally the funniest people. Another one, another comment says, when he drops paper outside and he has to chase it in the wind.
Okay, that's not an ick. That's just being mean about a clumsy little accident, y'all.
Oh my God, you have too much compassion. Shut up. What's another one? Another one is thinking about men making their bitmojis.
That's so rude.
They're just like, doo-doo-doo.
Y'all are mean. This is why men are masculine, hyper-masculine at heart, because we don't let them just be weirdos.
So funny.
But that is funny. Thinking about it, bitmojis is funny.
When you're waiting for someone to connect to their Bluetooth speaker, but it won't connect.
I don't even know how that makes sense, but sure.
Like, you're just sitting in silence, and you're just waiting, and it just plays from their phone, and you're like, oh, wait. Fucking stupid.
It's funny, then, but it's also like, this is why y'all are still single.
Literally. This one made me laugh so fucking hard. This one, someone left a comment that said, when he's waiting for the lifeguard to let him go down the slide. When he's waiting for a little nod from the lifeguard.
What's wrong with y'all?
That's so funny. Okay.
I can't. This is what y'all do online?
Yeah. Just be mean, yeah. I just opened up a can of worms, also known as reddit.com. And some of these are unhinged. So I'll go through some of them. So this one is from Reddit user I Used to Be Famous 1892, and the prompt is, what was something your ex did that gave you the ick? And their comment was, he got his mom to cut his toenails for him.
Ew!
They continue on to say, he did not have a medical condition or anything that would prevent him from being able to do that himself.
The clarification.
Yeah. This was not a one-off thing. He never cuts his toenails. His mom always did it for him.
You know what? I have another one.
Uh-oh.
The first person I ever, like, actually got into a relationship with, one day, I realized that when we were making out, their eyes were open.
Expecting that at all. Excuse me? Excuse me?
And I remember being like, are your eyes open right now? And he was like,
oh,
is that weird?
Oh my God. I hate that.
Yep. I should have known then. Anyway.
Let's see. Some of these are actually, like, not even icks. Some of them are straight up, like, girl, that's abuse.
Girl, also. Girl, that's abuse.
Yeah. So, another one, someone said, my ex tried to tell me that the shampoo washed down his body when he was rinsing it out, so he didn't need soap. Are men okay?
No. I have heard. Remember when we found out that white people didn't wash their legs? People that I thought I could trust in my life have told me that they don't wash their legs, and I was like, wow. Abdu! What's up?
I don't wash my legs.
Abdu, are you...
Abdu! You don't...
Are you serious?
I'm joking, yes, I am.
Oh, God, Jesus obviously. Christ. He's like, obviously...
Where are you going?
He's aww. Like, obviously...
Yeah, I know, that's why you were actually looking at me. Abdu calls smoking weed or the weed that banyang.
Damn.
Try to give some of that banyang. Alright. When you come back. He is a good roommate. What a little cutie. Anyway, I don't wash my legs. No, I'm sorry, yeah. If you don't wash your legs,
I cannot. If one of my friends ever told me that.
Listen.
I don't know what I would do.
They're my friends, so you know, and it was too late. We've already been through so much together. I was like, well, I guess I'm still your friend. I'm kidding.
No, but like, if you were to take a loofah to those legs.
Well, now, anytime they wash their legs, they think of me and let me know.
You're like, I've only gotten text once. Oh my God.
I'm gonna ask them if it's okay to tell this story, actually.
Well, you don't have to tell them who this person is. You just have to tell me.
Yeah, and they're probably not gonna listen to the podcast anyway.
There you go. Let's
Your real friends never watch the stuff that you do, honestly.
No, it's so true. Everyone's like, it's so like true.
A couple of them will.
Yeah.
But like, those are anomalies in the friendship.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so another one is, a lot of it is just like poor hygiene, which is like, I don't know if that's an ick, other than, it's like not an ick so much as like a standard.
You know what is like a personality ick, I guess?
Ooh, yeah.
No, I guess that's not irrational. It's rational to not want to be with someone that's like always negative. Like anytime someone's complaining all the time about stuff or like is like, did you hear about this? Like if I hear someone that's like, because we all can be judgy from time to time, so that's whatever to me.
Yeah.
But like if someone's like, I don't know, just like if I notice a pattern that like they're always super judgy to people or like always like, but isn't that so stupid? Like blah, blah, blah. Like somebody that just likes to talk shit. I'm just like, all right, girl, you can do that with somebody else.
Yeah, I'm not the one.
An ick as well? Okay, this is a real ick. That's irrational. I get it.
Okay.
Don't talk shit about Beyonce to me. I get it. You don't need to.
Okay.
Don't
do it. Okay.
I get it, and you don't need to. I don't know her. I know about parasocial relationships. She is a celebrity. I don't owe her shit. She don't owe me shit. I know. I am a fan of her stuff. And if you have a personality trait that is hating Beyonce, walk away from me. Just go somewhere else.
What is that about? When anyone makes anything a personality trait, I feel like that's also an ick. Like, wait, well, I should speak more on this. Wait, hold on.
I was like, wait.
Now hold on.
Oh my God, if somebody is always talking in memes, I'm like, girl, you have no sense of humor that's your own.
Or right. Literally go fucking touch grass, bro. Like, what?
Yeah, but you just did it too. Stay on Twitter. Not at that So Raven Vision flashback. You're looking up like, damn. Wait a minute, flash forward. No, but do you know what I mean? Like, it's just like the stan Twitter language. Like, if that's, obviously we all say the stuff because it's also slang. I get it.
Yeah.
We all say it. I say it. Whatever. I'm more so talking about when it seems like that is all your personality. Like, I've gone on dates with folks that, especially if they're under the age of 25, it just seems like, and that rarely happens. If it's their age, that age, though, it just seems like there's like a, I don't know. Even under the age of 27, I'd say, there's like this like, every other like line is dialogue from Twitter or like a meme or something. I don't know. It's just very odd. I'm like, and not even going out. I like hung out with another couple randomly, and I think they're in their early 20s. And yeah, just the way they were talking too, I was like, y'all spend a lot of time either online or online. You just share a lot of memes with your friends, because what is going on here? Is this how people speak? Really? Mm-hmm. I thought they were joking. So yeah, that's a definite ick for me. Okay, my only worry about this ick trend, right? Because you know I gotta come over and ruin the party, is the ones that they were posting, a lot of them were just being kind of mean to the menses that are sometimes maybe a little unsure of themselves or a little shy. Not when he asks a service person for help and they can't hear him. That's mean, y'all. Y'all, some people are mild-mannered. Y'all are perpetuating more of that. He gotta have more bass in his voice. Come on now, y'all. You laughing? Dennis was fucking getting his motherfucking life.
No, because Dennis that shit makes so me laugh hard. So hard. No, but there is a dark side to all of this.
Not there is a dark
So, and I think we should talk about it. Like, so I don't know if you've heard about this specific TikTok, but there were a group of maternity nurses who...
Oh, shit. In Emory. And I think that's actually the hospital that Adam was born in.
Damn.
No, Abdu. I'm pretty sure Abdu was born in Emory.
Oh, that's Atlanta, right?
Yeah. Or no, Brady Memorial. Anyway, this doesn't matter. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
It's in Emory Hospital is in Georgia, though.
Ah, okay. And they basically wanted to do the TikTok trend where they were talking about icks, and they were talking about icks of like
their patients.
Of their patients.
At the maternity ward.
Mothers.
Yes.
Who freshly gave birth.
I was listening to ICYMI's episode on it because it was really they were especially talking about like black women and being like, this is the ick. And it's like, hey, a lot of us like aren't believed when we go to the hospital about our bodies. Mm-hmm. So to have that like that. Yeah. I was like, that is insane. Some people don't get to participate in TikTok challenges. Sorry, y'all.
No, it's true.
Some people don't. It sucks. And you should be allowed to complain about your job, but that's for the group chat.
Yeah. So I believe Emory released a statement and posted on their Instagram page. And yeah, the hospital referred to these nurses as former employees.
Oh, yes. They got fired.
They got fired for posting this.
And it is hard to fire a nurse right now.
Yeah.
It is not. Nobody is trying to fire nurses right now.
Yeah.
If they can help it.
So, also, in addition to that whole situation, in the comments of this Instagram post, there were the general public who have had experiences at Emory and were telling them about their terrible experiences.
Ooh.
So,
because that's the other part, opening yourself up.
Yeah.
For people to be like, yeah, you know what I don't like? Well, my nurse says that I'm pretending to be in pain, but oh yeah.
And it just wasn't good. It was not a good look for the hospital, and I don't even think that they responded to anything.
Well, I was going to say, I think another not so great part of this, quote unquote, dark side of icks, bringing it back to like relationships and dating, it is fair to have irrational things that turn us off from people, because clearly we all have them. But there are certain things that we have to let go of if we could ever hope to build relationships with people. Mm. Y'all. Mm. Roasting people about the barber needed to scoot their chair up. Y'all are so rude. I'm not gonna judge, because I've definitely been a person that was like, I can't. If you're shorter than me, it's not gonna happen. And now I'm like, wait a minute. Look at all these short kings. Hold up. Hello. empowering being taller than someone.
Yeah.
Not too much taller, though. It's kind of weird. Anyway, I just think, and you maybe disagree, I don't know, but I just think sometimes hearing some of the ones that you were reading, I was like, okay, y'all, is this an ick, or is this you just not liking the man that you're with seeming less quote-unquote masculine or manly? And if that's the case, that's fine for you, sure, but, like, just know that every time you say stuff like that, guys get the message in little and big ways that, like, any amount of sensitivity or softness or femininity isn't right, and as a result, you want to talk to him and he's not talking to you and you wondering why. Mm.
And it's
here
all
I come ruining the party.
And it's all because the barber just needed to pump him up a few more steps. And
you
that's
need
okay.
to stop, Dennis.
That's okay. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm saying that's okay.
You look at you. It's taking everything in you not to let. Look at you.
I don't know what you're talking
about.
I don't know
what
you're talking
Dennis?
About.
Dennis? Mm-hmm. Freaking catching something in the wind. Y'all are rude. Chasing a piece of paper in the wind. Y'all are so rude. Y'all are so fucking rude.
Another one was watching someone chase after a ping pong ball.
Okay, yeah. That would give me... Yeah. We all... Yeah, that's embarrassing to look
like,
at for any of us.
Ooh. You're like, it's pavement! It's pavement! It's not smoke!
Oh, God. Yeah, there are some things... Okay, what are some icks that you think you have?
That I am a perpetuator of?
Yes.
You
know I love to turn the mirror on ourselves.
Let's see. Sometimes when I eat, my teeth scrape the spoon. Yeah, yeah. And I notice it, and I'm like, ooh. What else?
I sing a lot randomly. Like, just, like, hum, or we'll sing something, or sing a phrase. And some people find it endearing, and others are probably like, bitch, shut up. You know? Not you. <sure. laughs> All right, that was hurtful. That was nice and hurtful. Sure, okay.
No, I actually love to hear your voice.
I mean, I try not to sing.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, God.
Oh, I have another one. And it's like... I don't know if I should say it. No, I'm going to say it.
You can always take it out.
When... This is more so for guys. When guys refer to themselves as a plant daddy because they have so many plants.
You know, I think I would say that I would hate that only if they were doing it seriously. Because I love a joke. So if someone's like, yeah, I'm just, you know, plant daddy.
Yeah. No, these people take
but
it seriously.
I, yeah. People do take it seriously.
And like, fuck people for taking things seriously. Am I right?
Am I right? Fucking losers.
Okay, what else can I think of? What's one? Okay, no. What is one that I...
I had a partner actually tell me this. Because I would like bite my lip and like peel the skin and spit it out.
Damn.
They were like, what the fuck is this?
Oh, wait. I have an ick from my current partner. Shout out if he's not listening to this. He's a real one.
He's not listening.
So he's a tattoo artist, and he leaves his Sanoderm everywhere.
What's Sanoderm?
That fucking shit you put on after you get a tattoo, the second skin.
Oh.
And I see, sometimes I step in the chair, I'm like, what is that? But you know what? I can put up with it because I love him.
Aww, gay. What is another ick of mine that I think somebody would probably be irritated by or just irrationally be like, nah. I don't know, maybe how loudly I laugh, because it's really unapologetic, and no, I will same. Make it in your face. I'm same. Like, you either like it or you don't, and some people don't. It's
yeah,
fair.
Yeah. Have you ever had someone tell you to, like, quiet down when laughing?
Probably, yeah. Oh, definitely. Are you kidding me? That's why I didn't have such a boisterous laugh for a while, and then I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna laugh how I want to.
Same. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always felt really bad because of my laugh, and I'm like, wait, but I'm, like, experiencing joy. I should probably be able to express myself.
Okay, I've never had someone say this was an ick, but they did point out that I had a very vulgar mouth.
Vulgar? People have said the same thing about me. They're like, whoa, you mm-hmm. really, like, you swear like a sailor. I'm like, fuck, I probably do, eh?
Fuck, I probably do, eh? Fucking
wow,
A.
That was really Canadian. Jesus fucking Christ.
Fucking A.
I fucking do, eh?
Fucking A, man.
Fucking crazy, bud. Little chop some brewskis.
Crazy, bud. Oh, hey there, bud.
Oh, God. I went to school with so many hockey boys. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thanks so much.
It's been a good episode. Glad
Think
to be
about
back.
Your icks.
Think about your icks. Send them in.
Not just your personal ones that you don't like, but the ones about yourself.
Yeah,
turn that mirror
so
around.
The
Come
rule
on now.
The rule is if you want to submit one, you have to submit one about yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Look at us forcing people to do the shadow work.
Yeah, bitch.
So,
work on yourself. I think, what was it? What did we call this last season? We called this, like, aggressive
affirmations.
Aggressive affirmations.
Affirmations. Aggressive compassion or something like...
Aggressive compassion, I think it was. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we're going to do a lot more of that this season. So thanks for tuning in, guys.
Thank
you. It's been
you.
Great. Thank you for listening to our episode about the icks. Please send
if
yours
If you
want to
follow us anywhere... Oh, sorry, Dennis, I interrupted you.
It's fine. Go ahead. Oh, God.
That was so perfect. Oh, my God. I heard the water and tremble in your throat.
You know All what? Right. And that's... anyway. That's showbiz. So...
If you want to follow us...
if you want to follow us on Instagram, you can find...
Let me say it. Let okay, me say okay, it. Because you said I'm it sorry. Last time and I feel bad.
Okay.
Hey. If y'all want to follow us, my socials are Khadija.bo everywhere on the internet. Denny is at Pocky Poppy on Instagram. And we are the Leftover Millennials on Instagram and Patreon and YouTube. So check us out there. And if you want to send an email and get some advice or some aggressive affirmations, send an email to theleftovermillennials@gmail.com. And we will, yeah. Denny, anything else?
Bye.
Bye.